We read the title together, The God Ordained Way of Prayer, the Spirit and the Word for God's Move. One more time. The God Ordained Way of Prayer, the Spirit and the Word for God's Move. Roman numeral 1. The book of Acts shows that the God Ordained Way to carry out God's move to fulfill His New Testament economy is entirely by three main substances, prayer, the Spirit, and the Word. Lord, oh Lord. Amen. Let's look at this number 10. How about the title again? The God Ordained Way of Prayer, the Spirit, and the Word for God's Move. This is a crystallization, crystal of crystal. Here's God's Ordained Way. Here's the move. This move is determined by God. Is not determined by man. Amen. For God's move. This move is for God. The spread, the move we have today on the earth are all God ordained way. There's a means for this move is prayer, the Spirit, and the Word. Earlier, we just read Acts 4:31. They had so besought, and then they were gathered. The place they were gathering were shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They have prayer, then they have the Spirit, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And after the prayer, they began to speak the Word of God with boldness. Here's a sequence, prayer, Spirit, and the Word. The Roman numeral 1 is explaining the title of this message. The book of Acts shows that the God ordained, God ordained way to carry out God's move to fulfill His New Testament economy. The God ordained way. This way is to carry out God's move, is to fulfill God's move, to fulfill His New Testament economy. So, today on the earth, when we have the increase, when we have the spread, all the move is God's move, not man's move. This testimony, this economy is entirely by three main substances. Prayer, the Spirit, and the Word. And point A. Let's read A together. Prayer, the Spirit, and the Word are the three substances of the power in the Lord's recovery. How about the look at the verses? Acts 1:8. We've been using this verse many times. Let's read 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. The Spirit come upon you, and you would have power and to be the witness. Acts 1:14. This all continues steadfastly with one accord in prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Amen. Here we have prayer. In 1:8, you talk about the Spirit has the power. You receive the power. This power, through the continued steadfastly with one accord in prayer, you have the power. 4:31 we have read, and after they had so besought, and then they were filled by the Spirit, and begin to speak the Word of God with boldness. Verse 6:4, but we will continue steadfastly in prayer, in the ministry of the word. The early apostles said that we need to continue steadfastly in prayer and to carry out the ministry of the word. Prayer in the ministry of the word. And then you have 6-7, 12-24, and 19-20. These three verses all talk about the increase, multiplication. Very important verses. Let's read these three verses. 6-7. And the word of God grew, and the number of disciples in Jerusalem multiplied greatly, and a large number of the priests obeyed the faith. 12-24. But the word of God grew and multiplied. 19-20. Thus, the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. In these verses, we see in the book of Acts, talk about God's move and the three substances, the prayer in one accord, the Spirit, filled by the Spirit, and then speaking the word of God in both with boldness. Prayer allow them to have prayer to allow them to have the word ministry. Point two, B, we must pray that we might have the Spirit as the power to spread the word. Here is a sequence. You start with prayer, then you have the Spirit with power, and then you spread the word of God. It's not the sequence important. It's not to first to speak, but the first thing is to pray, to have the Spirit, and then you have the word. First Timothy 5:17, let the elders who take lead with a continue worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and teaching. Labor in the word and teaching. The growth and the multiplication is through the word. There are two small points. Let's let brothers read the first point. We must get ourselves saturated, constituted, and even soaked with the Holy Word. If we are burdened to preach the gospel, we must get into the word and be persons who know the word. Point two, sisters. We should ask the Lord to bring our entire being into the light and be dealt with by Him to become the persons of power, who are full of the Spirit within and without, essentially and economically. This point tells us, first point tells us that we need to be saturated, constituted, and even soaked with the Holy Word. If we need to preach the gospel, if we are burdened to preach, we must get into the Word of God so that we are those who know the Word. So we are constituted by this Word. And the first point talked about the Word. The second point talked about the Spirit. We should ask the Lord to bring us entire being into the light, to be dealt with by Him and become persons of power who are full of the Spirit within and without, essentially and economically. To spread the word, to speak the word, we need to have the word. And then we need to have the Spirit. On one hand, we need to be filled and soaked with the Holy Word. It's Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Another side is the Spirit. We need to be filled in Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. And do not be strong with wine, in which is disloyalness, but to be filled in the Spirit. Amen. And 2:38 say that we are receive the Holy Spirit. Acts 13:9, Saul, who is also Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit. 13:52, so the disciples were filled with joy. Not only we need to be constituted with the Word, but we also need to be filled with Spirit. Point C, the early disciples could not have maintained the one accord if they had different ways, means, agents, and substances for them to carry out the Lord's move on this earth. In order to maintain the unique one accord, we all must learn to do the same thing by the same way. They all, the verses we read, they all be filled with the Spirit. It's not just a few, but it's all. They all be filled. Here we see, in order to maintain the one accord, we need to do the things in the same way. We learn the same thing by the same way. There's only one way. There's only one way, the same way. Same thing by the same way. It's the prayer, the Spirit, and the Word. Point D, we must not think of taking away other than prayer, the Spirit, and the Word. Any other way will cause dissension and division. Point C says that we only have the way, only one way, to do the same thing. In the point D says, from the negative side, or looking from a different angle, if we take any other way, other than the prayer of the Spirit and the Word, that will cause dissension and division. Dissension is something before division. When you have different opinion, different speaking, that causes dissension. Eventually, then you become the division. When you take action, it becomes division. So from my negative side, if we are not taking the same way, then it will cause dissension. Point E, the picture of Lot's family and his deceit by incest shows that when God's people lose the proper function in life, they use ugly and worldly means for securing the increase. This point is a reminder to us. Following point D, in point E, not only you have dissension and division, but here, in the Old Testament, you have Lot's family. When you do it this way, and God's people will lose the proper function in life. They use ugly and worldly means for increase, for securing the increase. Everyone wants to have increase. But when you try to get increase, you need to care about the means. Point one, desiring to have seed regardless of means. Lot's daughters bore sons out of their father by incest, thus breaking the governing principle obtained by God. Point two, sisters, in principle, to use any kind of sinful worldly method to secure increase for our success in the Christian work is to break God's governing principle and thus to commit spiritual incest. Brothers, point three, it is possible for God's people to be drugged with the wicked current of the evil world and care only for success, not for the means. They may care for soul winning, but not for the proper way of doing it. Sisters, point four. Some groups use rock music, dancing, drama, movies, and games to satisfy their desire of securing an increase. In the eyes of God, this is spiritual incest, which brings forth Moabites and Ammonites. Point five, brothers, our spiritual activities must be the doing of the Father's will. If we do things without the assurance, we break the governing principle and commit spiritual incest, being workers of lawlessness. Point six, sisters, Ishmael, brought forth by fleshly effort, was rejected by God. Moab and Benjamin, brought forth by incest, was a shame in history. Only Isaac, brought forth by God's grace, and was to fulfill God's purpose. Point seven altogether. In order to bear fruit, we should live by Christ, live out Christ, pray, and help people to receive the living word of God so that they might be reborn. This is the way to bring forth the proper fruit to be the Isaac for the fulfilling God's purpose. Under point E, we have quite a bit of detailed points. This gives us some examples of negative examples. You can't, you need to care about your means. In the worldly people would say, you know, you can accomplish your goal regardless whatever price you're paying, whatever means you take. But here, we see there's a God-ordained way, what we should use for God's increase. In this story of Lot's family, I think we all know about this. Let's look at all the seven small points. Lot's daughters, breaking the governing principles ordained by God, even though they have children, but this have been against the governing principle ordained by God. The title of this message is God Ordained Way. But if you're not using God Ordained Way, you're not using the governing principle ordained by God. She born two sons, Ben Ami, and then one is Moab. Point two, talk about the principle to use any kind of sinful or worldly method. It's almost just like Lot's daughter. This is because has committed spiritual incest. This is the incest. If you use the human way, the worldly and sinful way, then you have committed the spiritual incest. This is all a quote from a footnote. Point three, talk about it is possible for God's people to be drugged with the wicked current of evil, world, and care only for success, not for the means. Sometimes when we do not have increase, we may think to use some human way. This point four talk about some group used rock music, dancing, drama to satisfy their desire of securing the increase. And this, in the God's eye, is the spiritual fornication or spiritual incest. Causes Moabites and Ammonites. In the footnote, the Moabs signify they want to drag people to join to the world. In Ezekiel 25:8, they say the Lord Jehovah, because Moab has said, look, the house of Judah is just like all the other nations. The nations, it's all the nations. The Moab is dragging people to join to the world. House of Judah represent the church in New Testament. Ammonites. 25:3, Ezekiel 25:3 says, as you shall say to the children of Ammon, hear the word of the Lord Jehovah. This says the Lord Jehovah, because you said, Abba, Aha, against my sanctuary, when it was desecrated, against the land of Israel, when it was desolated, against the house of Judah, when it went off into exile. The holy place is represent Christ. The land representing grace. The house of Judah representing the church. The Ammonites is against the church, against the spirit. When you have such a spiritual incest, even though you have descendants, but they can cause problems. Over 20 years ago, there are certain people that been gained through this kind of worldly method. These young people, they are not willing even to call on the name of the Lord. This is very serious. Today, if there's some people against calling on the name of the Lord, you know, we need to realize, you know, who they are. If you are against calling the name of the Lord, then there's so many other things you could be in point 5 says our spiritual activity must be doing the Father's will. If we do something without this assurance, without the assurance in the Bible, according to scripture, without the assurance, we probably shouldn't do anything. So by going forward, you could cause some problem. Lawlessness means that there are disciples that we have rebuked the enemy, Satan, and chasing the demons. It seems like they were doing the thing for the Lord. But they have done so many things. They became the lawlessness, the work of lawlessness. Point 6 talk about Ishmael, brought forth by fleshly effort. This is a story concerning Abraham. Ishmael was rejected by God. Genesis 21:10. And she said to Abraham, cast out this maidservant and her son, for the son of this maidservant shall not inherit with my son Isaac. It was brought forth by the fleshly effort. It was not going to be accepted by the Lord. The name of Moab. This is a spiritual incest by born of children from her own father. This is very shameful in history. Only you were brought forth by grace, like Isaac. Genesis 20:12, and God said to Abraham, do not be displeased on the account of the boy, on the account of your maidservant. Whatever Sarah says to you, listen to her voice, for in Isaac shall your seed be called. Come the seed of here, that we need to move for the Lord. We need to follow a proper method. Anytime we think our method is good, but sometimes that will become the spiritual incest. Spiritual incest. Even Ishmael was born by Hagar. But it's by human effort. Even the daughter, Ishmael, descendant of Ishmael, has 12 descendants, 12 tribes. And they are become the enemy of Jews, of children of Israel. The Moabs and Ammonites. They are They are on the southeast side. We don't have time. They were enemy of children of Israel. You have all these people against you. There are Moabs, Ammonites. They not only will not bring the increase, but even cause problems for the church. Point 7 says, in order to bear fruit, we should live by Christ, live out Christ, pray and help people to receive the living word of God. Here's prayer. Live by Christ. Pray. And so that they might be reborn. This is the way to bring forth the proper fruit to be the Isaacs for the fulfilling of God's purpose. How about we review this Romans 1. Here is a God ordained way to carry out God's move. We're not, the increase is not by human. It's for God's move to fulfill the New Testament economy. This God ordained way is depending on three main substances: the prayer, the Spirit, and the world. You cannot add any more thing to it. Point A says the prayer, the Spirit, and the Word are those three substances of power in Lord's recovery. B, that we may pray that we might have the Spirit as the power to spread word. The early disciples, apostles, they all use the same method. This tells us there's only one way. There's not many different ways. If we want to use any way other than this, then you cause dissension and cause division. And point E, they talk about there's an example of Lot's family. So they think, I'm not going to have any descendants if I don't get married. So then this two daughters causes the incest to happen and causes problem throughout the history. In this seven small point, talk about fleshly incest. And you can also brought forth only Isaac can assume Amen. We need to have the prayer, the Spirit, and the Word. We're using the recovery version to bring people into this truth. The Word of God needs to increase. It's not that dependable. Because the Word of God needs to increase in them. Let's look at Romans 2. The book of Acts shows that the apostle never initiate any work without prayer. Whenever they wanted to do something, they stopped themselves by their prayer, giving God a way to come into them, to fill them up, and to saturate their entire being. And here, we have 4 points. How about we prayer read this 4 points, A, B, C, D. Let's look at this Roman numeral 2. We talk about this is the work of Lord's work. Why is there no ending of the book of Acts? Because it is the work, Lord's work. All the increase, everything is God's work. It's not man's work. They will never initiate anything, any work, without prayer. Whenever they want to do something, they stop themselves by prayer, giving God a way to come into them, to fill them up and saturate them entire being. Acts 1:14 says, in Acts 13:2, and they were ministering to the Lord and fasting. And fasting. Fasting means you don't eat. Fasting means that you stop yourself. You don't eat. Fasting. To pray. To stop by yourself. When we stopped, the Lord speaks. When we stop, the Lord speaks. And they're fulfilled, they're filled with this Holy Spirit. Acts 13:3 says, when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they send them away. Who sent Paul and Barnabas? Are they sent by man? But here, they say that they were sent by the Holy Spirit. That means God and man are mingled to move together. May all these verses give us a deeper impression. All the activity should be God mingled with man and carry out his work. Point A is, in order to be one with the Lord in his work, we need to pray ourselves into God and pray God into us so that we are mingled with him. Point B is that to pray means to stop ourselves from doing anything apart from the Lord so that he can do his work. Amen. If we are busy doing something, he cannot do anything. We only have one person here. If we only do one thing for ourselves, we need to stop ourselves. Point C. To pray means that we realize that we are nothing and can do nothing. Prayer is the real denial of the self. If we have ability to do something, the Lord won't be able to do. We need to call on the name of the Lord, and it's no longer I, but Christ. These 4 points are very good. We need to open ourselves to the Lord so that the Lord can come into us. And he can bring this ones and burden them. If we don't stop ourselves, if we're just moving, point C says that we realize that we have nothing and can do nothing. Prayer is the real denial and the self. It's no longer I, but Christ. To pray, this 4 points are very important. To pray is to stop ourselves, to deny ourselves. It's no longer I, but Christ. This Roman numeral 2 is a main burden for this message. Maybe we can have verbalize what we see in this 4 points. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this message talk about the prayer, the Spirit, and the Word of God. Looks like all they talk about is still the prayer. Still talk about prayer, because prayer is the initial step. It's very important. If you have the first step right, then you can everything else can follow. You can see the main thing is to pray. Even today on earth, all the moves by us are the moves for the Lord. How can we stop? Where is our brake? Through prayer is the only way. Even though sometimes maybe physically you didn't move, but your brain is moving very fast. Amen. Roman numeral 3. Let's read together. The book of Acts shows the prayer that we need in order to be filled with the Spirit, essentially and economically, so that all our activities would be the attractive, activities of the acting God. Here, still talk about prayer. This praying, both essentially, economically, so that all our activities should be the attract activities of the acting God. We always talk about this invigorating triune God. Our God is invigorating, but we need to be the one coordinate with Him to be filled and to do. And this is the move by Lord. Thank you, the Lord.
好，我们来看看这个第一个终点，我们一同读。The
proper prayer, the prayer that we need is a prayer that brought in the outpouring of the Spirit. Maybe we should read from A to H. There are 8 points. How can this God gain the cooperation from man? Amen. Here's to talk about the verses 1-14 and 2-1-4 to talk about they all be filled with the whole the Spirit. Point 2. B, the prayer that we need is the prayer that shook the earth and empowered the disciples with the Holy Spirit to speak the Word of God with boldness. The first point A is brings in the outpouring of the Spirit. The prayer bringing the outpouring of the Spirit. This portion from verse 24 to 31. The place was shaken, was shook, and then empowered. And this prayer, as a result, you bring in this power and power. And then the Holy Spirit speak the word with boldness. Point C is a quote from verse 6-4. Our prayer. The prayer we need is the prayer of the apostle to match the ministry of the word. The Lord has a burden, but men need to cooperate with Him. How do we cooperate? It's to pray. By prayer, we are in cooperation with Him, so that we can match the ministry of the word. Point D is regarding chapter 10. The prayer that we need is the prayer that brought Peter into the trance and brought a heavenly vision to him. This is Apostle Peter. The God has appeared to him. Allow him to see the heavens open. Not only this gospel need to be in the Jews, but they also need to open the gospel to the Gentiles. 10:9 says, and on the next day, as they were journeying and nearing the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray around the 6 hours. This is the housetop. He can go in there and pray. During his prayer, he was hungry. Then he became a trance came upon him, and he saw the heaven opened. We don't need to read the rest. We know, but Peter was going up to the housetop to pray, and he see a trance. To see the heavenly vision, we need to pray so we can see. This is chapter 12 on point E. The prayer that we need is a prayer that opened the prison gate of Peter. In chapter 12, here's a record of Peter. Point 4. When They have put him in the prison for four quaternion of soldiers to guard him, intent after the Passover to bring him out of the people.
And, so that,
and then the prayer, so that Peter was kept in prison, the prayer was being made vehement by the church. Amen. The prayer by the church. It shook the whole earth. In verse 7, and behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shined on the cell. And he struck Peter's side and rose him, saying, rise up quickly. And the chain fell off his hand. I think they were during prayer. Peter was looking for them. Their prayer meeting is not over. In verse 12, when he became aware of this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, who was surnamed Mark, where there was a considerable number of assembled together and praying. He was there attending the prayer meeting with them. Let's not despise our prayer. Last week we have 108 in the prayer meeting. We have 108 praying. I don't think in those days they have that many pray together. Point F. It's coming from chapter 13. The prayer that we need, the prayer that brought the five prophets and teachers into the Lord's commission. We read chapter 13 earlier. They were fasting. They were fasting. They are very, have specific prayers. They're very desperate to pray. This prayer brings in a large move. The gospel was preached not only among the Jews, but also preached to the Gentiles. They start from Antioch. Through their fasting and prayer, praying, the Spirit sent this. In chapter 16, regarding point G, the prayer that we need is the prayer that brought in a great earthquake and shook the foundation of the prison house. Peter and Paul, both, and John, all have been put in prison. Maybe through this experience that God had passed through the death, passed through Hades, went down to the deepest part of the cell. In the early days, you know, the prisons are very much like the Hades. It's cold and wet, and then beat them up, lay many stripes on them, they throw them in the prison. And then about midnight, Paul and Silas, while praying, singing and hymns of praise to God, may the Lord strengthen us. Even we're not praying as desperate as Paul. We need to be like Paul, to pray, to sing hymns of praise to God. And the prisoners were listening to them. All the prisoners were listening to them. What are they doing? These prisoners are preaching the gospel. And then after that, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison house were shaken. And this is produced by as a result of the prayer. Point H, this is from Acts 22. The prayer that we need is the prayer that brought Paul into a trance and into the Lord speaking to them. Earlier we saw Peter having a trance. Here, Paul also have a trance. 17. When I returned to Jerusalem, I was praying in the temple. I went into a trance. We're not sitting there do nothing, but we're sitting there to pray. And then, and I saw him saying to me, hurry and go quickly out of Jerusalem, because they will not accept your testimony regarding me. And in verse 21 it says, and he said to me, go, for I will send you forth far away to the Gentiles. When he was praying, he went into a trance. And then the Lord commissioned him. I would send you to the Gentile world. In this 8 points, we see in Acts chapter 1 all the way through 22, his move is carried out through man's prayer. This prayer in one accord and with empower us. And this is point Roman number 3. Now we come to Roman number 4. The book of Acts shows that our working together with God to build up the church is the spiritual warfare, that the prayer is the secret to accomplish God's work. Amen. This is the secret. The prayer is the secret to accomplish God's work. Now, the prayer is very important. When we pray, we'll be filled by the Holy Spirit. And then the word we have been constituted with can be spoken out with boldness. Saints, that we need to pray, learn to pray. Amen. We not only... Here's a warfare. We are co-workers. This warfare, here is a spiritual warfare. It's not something light. Here is the enemy. And he has used many schemes to frustrate the God's move. The only thing we can do is to pray. And there's a verse here, Ephesians 6:17, has the word, the prayer, the word, the spirit, and the word. 6:17, and receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which spirit is the word of God. There are three items: prayer, and petition. And you receive the sword of the Spirit, which is the sword of Spirit, which is the sword of Spirit, is the Spirit of Word of God. Here the quote of the verses of 6:10 to 20. The church need to be built up. The new man or the bride need to be a warrior. Warrior is to fight. In 6:10, it talks about, finally, be empowered in the Lord, in the might of His strength. Put out the whole armor of God, so you may be able to stand against the stratagem of the devil. Here's the wrestling. Here is the spiritual wrestling. For our wrestling is not against blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against authority, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies. So therefore, take up the whole armor of God. There are many items here. We need to stand against. We need to have the girded up loin with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and have the shod your foot with the firm foundation of gospel peace. Besides that, we have taken up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming dart and evil one, and receive the helmet of salvation, and the sword of spirit, and the spirit of the word of God. How about 6:18? By means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this, and all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Continue to pray by all prayer, by means of all prayer and petition, praying for all the saints, and for me, the utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known in the boldness of mystery of gospel. Today, the church is the warrior. It's a spiritual warrior. Through the prayer, the spirit, and the word to defeat the enemy. There are two points, point A and B. Point A, the prayer that we utter before the Lord must stand against and resist counter prayers that are directed particularly against the church and the work we are carrying out to build up the church. Point B, prayerless is a sin. All the Lord's recovery must be prayed for. Stand against the sin of prayerlessness. Point A, the prayer that we utter before the Lord must stand against and resist counter prayer. We know the enemy will raise up people, have some counter prayer. John 17:15 says, keep them out of the hands of the evil one. Right. Keep them out of the hands of the evil one. Matthew 6:13, deliver us from the evil one. Psalm 31:20, you hide them in the hiding place of your presence, apart from the conspiracy of man. You lay them away secretly in a shelter, apart from the contention of tongues. We know the Lord's enemy has this counter prayer. Attacking your servant, attacking the children of God. And we need to have a prayer to counter these counter prayers. The churches are being damaged. But we are praying for the building up of the church. Point B says prayerlessness is a sin. In 1 Samuel 12:23, more over, as for me, far be it from me that I would sin against Jehovah. Sin against Jehovah by ceasing to pray for you. But I will instruct you in the good and right way. We're not one with him. We not deny ourselves. We are still in our own self. Many times this is sin. Only through prayer we stop ourselves, empty ourselves, to move with him, and there would this be the match the desire of God. I think we study this outline to this point. We'll just stop here. The main burden here is to pray. Let's kind of go over this whole message again, starting from the subject, the title, the work of in Book of Acts. The Lord's work is not ending, it's unhindered. The Book of Acts showed that with God's ordained way, this God ordained way are carried, included three items: the prayer, the Spirit, and the Word. The order of these three are important. The very first thing is to pray. Paul have charged Timothy. First thing is to pray. To pray. This is the same kind of charge to us. We need to pray first. We need to speak for the Lord to carry out his move. We need to be filled by the Word and be filled by the Spirit. There's no other way. Only through this item, prayer, the Spirit, and the Word. If you look for other ways, then you bring in dissensions. Eventually become division. The big example is Lot's family, Lot's daughter. They have produced out of the spiritual, the incest of Benami and Moab. And this will bring in the spiritual incest. This not only will not bring in increase, but will bring in a big destruction of God's work. Through prayer, we to stop ourselves, to allow the Lord to come in and to be saturated with him and then flow him out. To pray us into him and pray God will be brought into us, that we are mingled with him. So here to pray for doing anything for him. He can work through us. It's not our work, it's his work. So it's no longer I, but Christ. The book of Acts show us from chapter 1 through all chapter 22, there are many examples. Through the coordination of man. How do we coordinate? Coordinate is through prayer. And they are speaking the word of God with boldness. And then, in prayer of the apostle to match the ministry of the word. And also in chapter 10, Peter saw, was brought into a trance and brought in a heavenly vision to him. In chapter 12, through prayer, the prison door was shaken open. In point 6, talk about for his increase, for the increase of the church to the Gentile world. Point 7, the prayer brought us into great earthquake and shook the foundation of prison house. And that this same prayer, Paul brought into the trance, into the Lord speaking word, so that he can preach gospel to the Gentiles, to preach the gospel, to bring in God's work. In point 4, talk about today we want to be co-workers of him, so that we are, because we're encountering spiritual warfare. The only way to fight the spiritual warfare is through prayer. There will be a lot of frustration. We need to have such a prayer so that church can be built up, church can be kept. We need to have many prayers. Also realize prayerlessness is a sin. The Lord can stand against the sin of prayerlessness. We have more time here today. We ask the saints to share and exercise what they have enjoyed. The will of God. We need to read the verses in day one. It's very important. In opening, we need the brothers, the saints can recite these two verses. If we know, they were filled with the Holy Spirit and begin to speak the word of God with boldness. We can ask the saint to recite this. Brothers can recite, sister recite, and take turns. This is an important verse. Other verses we can use it during the opening. Acts 6:4. Continue steadfastly in prayer in the ministry of the word. This is an important verse. In day 4, Amen. 1:14. They all continue steadfastly with one accord in prayer. They all, not just a few. Another verse. In day 6. In 1 Timothy, I exhort, first of all, 2:1. We always say, first of all, it's not plain. I exhort, first of all, that petition, prayer. Every day, we start with praying, calling on the Lord. It's the first. We need to prophesy. During our prophesying, we encourage the saints to come to the prayer meeting. This has continued to be our burden. This last couple of years, we have such a burden. We have such an opportunity. We will encourage the saints to come. But maybe they're tired of this talking. But we need to continue to say this. And last week, we heard this couple's testimony. We know the more we preach, there's going to be a result. When you have 100 gospel friends, you cannot expect them all to get saved. But at least you sow the seed. We are encouraging the saints to come. This is the gospel. Gospel to preach to the saints to come to a prayer meeting. Amen.